and welcome back to Dallas Discusses, your anime podcast. I'm Dallas, and I am so excited to talk to y'all again. I hope you all enjoyed our guest last week. I really enjoyed filming with a guest, but it's always nice to be back just talking to y'all. So today I'm talking about something I'm super excited to talk about, and it is comparison of animes. Specifically, I'm going to be talking about the new volleyball anime 2.43. I have watched the first episode because that's all that's released, and it's amazing. It's fantastic. So I looked it up on TikTok, like hashtag 2.43, like whatever, and everything was comparing it to Haikyuu. So that's where I started to think about this idea. That's where I got this general theme. And then I noticed it more and more as I went on. But I will begin with this comparison. So before this came out, before I watched it, a lot of people were like, yeah, it's gonna be like Haikyuu but through Tsukushima's eyes. And I was already a bit skeptical. I was thinking, there's no way it's gonna be a basic Haikyuu ripoff. It just won't. And I don't want it to be. I don't want it to just be a ripoff. And obviously there are animes out there that are blatant ripoffs of others that do well. I mean, that goes for any type of media, any source, things will be copied. Or at least, you know, taken little bits from. But this is nothing like Haikyuu, except they're boys playing volleyball. But that doesn't mean that it's a similar show at all. I mean, Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Law & Order SVU are both about cops. They're nothing alike at all. They're two totally different shows. And that is the same parallel that I'm drawing between Haikyuu and 2.43. So I watched the 2.43 episode the day it aired. So if you haven't watched it yet, it's on, I think, Funimation and Crunchyroll. I watched it on Funimation, but I think it's on both. So if you want to check that out before you listen to this podcast, I would 100% recommend it. But if you don't mind spoilers, then you're good to listen as you please. So this show is fantastic. It's extremely deep already in the first episode, and it isn't Haikyuu through the eyes of Tsukushima, because this boy is nothing like Tsukushima other than the fact that he is blonde and has glasses. If I were to make a comparison to his personality, it would be Kageyama. Kageyama pre-meeting Hinata when he was still in middle school. That is exactly what our protagonist is like. He wants everyone to be as in love with volleyball and as good as volleyball as he is. And this is where the major spoiler comes in. He drove one of his teammates to suicide because of this. I mean, because we're only on episode one, I don't know if there's more behind that. I genuinely don't know. But this is already clearly not like Haikyuu, which is why it doesn't deserve the comparison or already getting hate that it gets. Because it isn't a ripoff. It's just the same sport. I've also seen many comparisons to Stars Align, which is definitely a bit of a more accurate comparison. Stars Align, if you haven't seen it, is a show about a boys' soft tennis team, but it has, that's like a minor subplot. The main plot is like all of this emotional trauma and real world issues, which is why Stars Align is such a great anime. And I'm really thinking 2.43 is leading up to that, which I think is super important, because as much as I absolutely adore animes that are preposterous and don't have to do with the real world because it's a nice escape, seeing stuff like that, like in Banana Fish, in Stars Align, is super important and super eye-opening. I absolutely love it. So I'm definitely excited for 2.43 to continue to release episodes. I already have an attachment to the characters, and I definitely already have an attachment to the show, which is why I'm probably going to be pretty defensive about it when people try and compare it to Haikyuu. And I get comparing shows, because I've definitely done it a bit in my past. I've compared Maid-sama to Oren High School Host Club, but never to make one seem bad or worse than the other, which I think a lot of people are doing, like, oh, this is just blatantly a ripoff, which is the kind of comparison that people are making, and some without even watching it, which I think is really a huge shame, because how could you judge something so strongly when you haven't even watched it, and if you have, only one episode. So that's kind of my opinion on that. Sorry if I got a little heated. I don't get heated in my podcasts, but it's definitely something that I care a lot about, because it's kind of respectful to writers and people just trying their best to make original content in a world where so much content has already been created. It's hard to make 100% original animes, TV shows, anything. And especially a sports anime, I don't think there's a sport that hasn't been done at least once. Like, even rock climbing has been done at this point. Like, how could you even, you know, say, like, oh, you're copying just because of that? But anyway, that's kind of all I want to get into with that. The second half of this episode is going to be talking about January animes and how excited I am. So I'm sure you already know about my opinions on 2.43, because I clearly love it. It's a great show. It's definitely worth the watch and to keep up with it, in my opinion. So here are some other things I'm super excited about. Skate the Infinity, as we all know, is going to be the next big thing, because it's good. Like, it is so good and so cute. But again, I think it's definitely going to end up being a tad bit deeper than we're expecting, because I saw TikTok pointing out that the theme song has Langa, like, literally, like, disappearing. Like, oh no. But yeah, anyway, The Promised Neverland season 2, absolutely love it. They skipped a lot from the manga, which I'm kind of disappointed with. I still don't really know how I feel about it, I'll be honest, but we're just living, you know. Then we've got The Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime season 2 is coming out. I have not watched season 1 yet, but I know that it's, like, gonna be, like, good. Like, I've heard great things about it, so I'm really, really excited to watch season 1 and 2 of that. Horimiya? I'm sorry if I butchered that, but oh my goodness, this first episode was great. If you're a romance anime kind of person, I totally recommend it. Like, it's something that you will definitely want to keep up on. To me, it's like the same wholesome level of Maid-sama. So if you like Maid-sama, I think that this is a good anime for you, because it's wholesome. As of now, I mean, you can't take my word for that as of later, but, you know, anyway, so that's something I am so excited for, like, okay. Then we have Skate Leading Stars coming out. This is something I'm actually really excited about. I don't know much about it. I haven't watched it yet because I haven't had the time with school and everything, but I have heard that it is so cute, it's so good. So I'm like super excited to watch that like as soon as physically possible. And those are the ones that I'm the most excited for, but I know that there are other ones that like people are really excited for, such as Cells at Work. I never really got into it, but I know that that's something that's like a really big, you know, excitement, that's coming. And I think it's called like Code Black or something like that. Sorry if that's wrong, but I don't know. I don't watch it. And then, yeah, I think that's kind of like it for what I'm looking forward to just for January. I mean, there's so many more that I'm looking forward to later in the year. But that's like kind of what's going on. I also brought up Skate Leading Stars really quick. There's 3 episodes out and I really want to watch them because I love figure skating, not doing it myself, but watching it. So I'm really looking forward to that. My friend watched it and I'm just going to take what she said with a grain of salt, because, you know, everyone has their different opinions, but she told me that it was kind of like Yuri on Ice, but like low-key ripped off Yuri on Ice. Like, it had the exact same plot, but more of a soap opera style. So thank you, Casey, for telling me that, but I am still gonna give it a try, see what's up, because there have definitely been animes people are like, you're gonna hate this, and then I literally love it so much, like Astro Lost in Space. My friend was like, this is the worst, and then I literally adored it. So anyway, I think it's about that time for a weekly wrap. Yes. Okay, so last week I finished Free, which was amazing. Like, let me just tell you, what a great anime. I cried so much. It was great. And I started Toilet Bound Hanako-kun. I'm on episode like 10 or 11 right now, so I'm almost done. And it is a masterpiece. Like, the animation style is everything. It's so gorgeous. The plot is amazing. I'm actually thinking of buying hard copies of the manga because I like it so much. I don't usually buy hard copies of manga because it's super expensive. I usually just get them at my library or online, or the Shonen Jump app. But like this is like definitely something I'd be willing to buy the whole series hardcover, which is rare because there's only 2 other series that I feel that way about, and it's Oren High School Host Club and Assassination Classroom. So anyway, what I'm watching next, I want to start Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm sure you know what it is. That big one everyone's talking about. I have no idea what it's about. I just know that my friends tell me I like it, so I'm gonna watch it. Then after that is Run with the Wind, which I'm so excited about because it is about track and field stars, and my best friend is a track and field star, so very fitting, I guess. I'm excited for that. But that's kind of all I've got on my plate right now. Looking forward to the new episode of The Promised Neverland. I think it comes out on Wednesdays, right? I don't really know, but I hope it comes out soon because I miss Emma so much. I love Emma. Also, I apologize if my like calm and collected voice was not really here or apparent this episode. I am coming down with a bit of a cold, so my voice is going through it right now, which is such a shame, but you know, that's how it goes, I suppose. So I apologize. I think next week I'll probably be back to normal, back to the standard, and hopefully at that point I will be talking about 2.43 again. Just kidding, I probably won't make another episode on it for a while, but if you guys are into it, I mean, don't stray away. Anyway, thank you all so much for joining me again this week. It was great to have all of you, and I hope I can see you again next week. Bye.